right. Hey. Pastor Pat Rangel with my co-host and friend, the living legend, Mike Woods Sr. We no good.
I think it's a great day to be here.
All righty. Let's see who's on the show. Write and comment. Pray. Invite. Share. Don't you always say share?
I believe so. It's a good thing to do.
Share the show. Mike, start us out in prayer, Seth.
Dear Heavenly Father, I'd just like to thank you ever so much for everything you continue to do and lead and comfort in our lives. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful and thankful that you gave your life so we could have salvation. Mm-hmm. We love you and we ask for healing and comfort and strength today as we go throughout the day and enjoy our day and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I want to say hello to Jeanette Ackerson. Nice to see you on the show today. I was going to share. Me and my wife were doing a devotion. Becca Law, good morning to you. She's on the show. Was going to talk to you guys a little bit about it actually ties into the news clip. Z's on the show. Jimmy Robbins is on the show.
Wow, we're going.
Felicia Dennis is on the show. Roxanne Galati's on the show. Donna Woods on the show. Law Wyatt's on the show. Good morning to you, all you wonderful people in the Lord. Thank you for being on the show. I got something I wanted to share with the church this morning when we get a chance to do it. And mm-hmm. it's gonna parallel this article that I gave you up with Riley Gaines talking about. Hi, Caitlin Scrimmage. She's on the show, too. And what it, and I didn't read all that, but I know she's speaking at Hannibal LaGrange, which is a Christian college, and she's talking about the rights of women. And we've said this before, so most of you that are on this morning so far, besides Jimmy, who else, are ladies, so you guys can relate to this. And what she's doing is really going around, Len Harris is on the show. Talking about the rights of ladies,
mm-hmm.
you know, ladies ought to have rights, and we believe that too. We believe that ladies ought to have rights, and you know, you would think that this feminist movement that some of the liberals have tried to push
right.
would help this cause here, moving women's agenda forward, which is. There's nothing wrong with it in itself, just as long as it's biblical. And what I'm getting at is. This Riley Gaines article speaks about, because I've seen her on TV, it speaks about all these different guys who are transgender athletes mm-hmm. who are competing against the girls. And I actually seen, hello to Terry Burek as well. And I seen a video the other day where a guy was playing, I guess he was a transgender athlete playing against a woman in basketball. And this girl got hurt bad. But Riley Gaines was talking about what happens when these transgender guys get in the locker room with these college girls when mm-hmm. they're dressing out or whatever. I guess she was swimming or whatever, she said, I don't want to be in a locker room with a guy. She said, I'm a Christian, and my husband doesn't want me, you know, obviously in that setting. So. There, Jeannie, good morning to you. So there's a lot of things in these transgender agendas that are being pushed that we're gonna talk about biblically, and actually me and my wife did a video devotion this morning about you know the difference between the man and the woman and that kind of thing. It was a great devotion, so I thought I'd share it with you guys this morning. But I do want to go through your prayer requests, and we'll get back to that. And that's kind of a this is kind of a different show, although we are going to talk about water because we're talking about Exodus and Numbers, talking right. about Moses. I call it Tap the Rock. We got that for you, so we'll see if we can get there. But I wanted to address this just because this isn't a subject we just solely ever concentrate on, but I have so much data that I wanted to share it with you. So share your prayer requests. Tiffany Short's on the show. Molly Trott's on the show this morning. Thank you guys for being there. Being here, rather. How about you, Mike? Anything that you want to start before we get into our prayer requests? And then put your prayers on the prayer wall, too, and say hello to Vincent this morning as well, too.
I'm looking forward to hearing all about this Jimmy Riley deal.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good article.
Yeah. Let's get into the prayer wall, and then I'll have Mike read a little bit of this thing, and then, hey, Mark Moss, so I got to ask you, did Guy Lehman call you last night? Because I was with the Lehmans last night over at ABC Ballpark. It was actually a great night. We talked about you quite a bit over there, so we're praying for recovery for you, Mark. We love you, and just pray for full recovery for that brother. I was with Guy and Sherry, and they're so awesome, and we were at a baseball game where their grandson plays and Brocky plays on that team too. So Brocky did a good job. I think he got the win, and he pitched.
Really?
Yeah, he ended up pitching a couple innings at the end there. Heather Tabers, good morning to you. Tiffany Short says prayers for all my sisters battling breast cancer. Yes, we're going to do that. So let's get into the prayer. Now, I haven't been on the prayer wall, so I apologize. I haven't been on the prayer wall this week, so we're going to do this together. Jeanette Brumley says, my daughter Tina has a doctor's appointment again next week. Prayers for good answers. All right, let's get into the prayer wall, guys. So just be here with me on it. I got to put on my cheaters, and we'll get rolling. All right, we're praying for nephew James, for Aunt Jen, Linda Harden, for her nephew Chris Drainer, and I also know that Linda Harden's got some other prayers out there, so let me list them. They are for her friend Mike Shea, for her mom, and for her other friend Juanita.
Okay.
Linda, keep us updated on that. Son-in-law Mike Cox, who's having surgery Friday. Okay, Jeannie, we'll lift that up. Donna Vogt needs prayers for comfort and peace. Yep, we'll do that. I'm gonna cruise along here, guys. Patty Preston asking prayers for Lee. Yeah, we lifted Lee up the other day. We'll lift him up again this morning. Joyce, I think it's Bubeck. Yeah, Joyce Bubeck. Prayers for sister-in-law whose brother was put on hospice last Friday.
Yeah.
Mandy Garcia, we see you out there looking for prayers for serving the Lord. She wants to serve the Lord more and spiritual gifts. Praying for Kenny and Ronnie and Bud and Moses for health. Jolena receiving sobriety. So we got those there for you, Mandy. Janet Hunt is praying for Teresa Leos. She's 56. She just found out she has cancer. And, guys, you know what? I want to say hi to – excuse me, guys. So I do have to say the pollen is up there.
Mm-hmm.
I just washed my truck. So excuse me. I got a little caught in my throat today. I washed my truck. I went out there. That thing's covered with pollen.
You know, I just thought it was where I was living.
No.
Man,
I mean,
it is just bad, isn't it?
Yeah. So, and we do it every year. We know that. Leanne Loudon will say hi to you. Michael Tucker, say hello to you. Not to harp on it, but I was, as my throat was clearing, I thought, man, there is a lot of pollen out there. All right. We got you, Janet Hunt, on that. Vieta O'Brien, praying for Jim. Praying for his, he might have strep throat, and Jim's parents. They need prayer for healing. They fell down. This guy needs minimum gas bill by tomorrow. So we're praying for that for you, brother. Jen C needs prayers for Randy and Elizabeth. Friend, yes, Aunt Jen, that's it. Rose, we're praying for her. So Tiffany knows Rose, and we're praying for that. She's so, so sweet. So, Rose, if you're watching the show today, God bless you. We love you. Jimmy Robbins says car washers are losing battle right now. Drives me nuts. Yeah, I got a Zips club membership. So
yeah,
we just drive through. I'll be real honest with you. I'm so glad I do. It makes it so much, you don't spend so much time cleaning your car. Dot Morris, good morning to you. Don Shadrowski says, yes, everyone thinks they have colds, but it's such bad allergies. I didn't notice it till this morning because in my cold plunge tub this morning. Felt great. Cold shower. Felt great. Then I walked outside, walked into here. I was like, whoa. So praise God for that. But, man, it's there. And you know what, though? Out at the farm, it's not that bad.
Really?
It's not like it is here for some reason. Anyways, praise report for Roxanne Galati. Daughter Daniel got saved, is going to recovery class, and is going to get baptized soon. So I actually am doing a baptism this weekend after church.
Oh, wow.
In the Quiver River. So I thank that family for... I am so excited. Be praying for that family. Their mom's getting baptized. Love that family. They're wonderful, wonderful, great, phenomenal people. Nora Peters is looking for prayer. She's having migraines. Yeah. Can I tell you, I don't know about migraines. and I would never claim to have one that I know of. But I get some severe bad headaches, bad. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, if you'll put either your feet in a cold tub of water or put a cold ice pack on the back of your neck, it can start to reduce that thumping on there. So I want to say hello to Becca Law again. All right, Gary Thrash, we're praying for him. And Scott Chapman, who's got a foot issue. I know these are Barb Thrasher's kids. And Shannon Richardson for a job. Carrie's praying for her brother, Charles. He had a stroke, and he's got some things they're wanting to get cleaned up in his world. Gwen Shields, thank you, Gwen. I know you called the girls and said you had a word from the Lord for me. Thank you. Her son, Luke, is diagnosed with stage 4 disease. Gwen, we're going to be praying for him this morning. Guys, we've got a lot. Keep these prayer requests coming, so... We're going over them in real time here. I haven't got a chance to get there. Mary Kay's praying for her son, Charles. Fiance, we know that passed away. That was horrible. So our heart goes out to you, Mary Kay. If there's anything we can do to help you in that family. Z is praying for his wife, Carmella, and the kids, especially the daughters today. So as those daughters are doing good, they're exploring a new life.
Yeah,
they moved on, moved out. I don't know if you move on. I don't say move on. I guess your kids move on.
Yeah.
So sure. These little young girls have grown up and moved on, I guess. All right, Lori Ridley, we know we're praying for our buddy Jeff Ridley, and we heard he's going to some serious intense rehab after his broken leg. I think it's twice a day. So... I'm going to tell you what, guys, all you guys that have had surgeries and everything, I'm going to tell you something. I will give the medical community this credit.
Mm-hmm.
They push hard on rehab. And there is nothing that is going to heal you like rehab will.
Mm.
So go for it. And I know it hurts and it's hard, and I've been through it, but God love you. We're going to believe that Ridley's going to do good. And, Lori, if you're watching the show, give me a call after the show. We're supposed to meet up and do lunch with your family, so we'll do that. Viola Bradshaw needs prayers for her. She's got a family that has some spiritual things going on, so we pray for that in the name of Jesus. And Aunt Jen has a friend whose mom needs prayer. All right, thank you, ladies, for helping out on the prayer wall.
You got a lot of them there.
All right, let's go through them real quick, and we'll have Mike lift them up. Lynn Ayers praying for... Kippy and Lynn, praying for them. Mandy Schulte, I said hello to you. Thank you. And we're praying for Tim Schulte is having a stomach surgery coming up. I prayed for him. I love that brother. Let's see. I think we got all those. We prayed for those. All right. We got that one from Roxanne. We got Donna Shadrowski. Jimmy Robbins, all right. Brenda Stahlschmidt, we're thank you for being on the show. And Leanne Loudon, we have some prayers for you too. Jeanette Brumley's daughter, Tiffany Short, with friends battling breast cancer. Barb Sheehan, we're praying for your daughter this morning. Heather Tabers, thank you for being on. And my buddy Mark Moss, we're surely praying for. Jeannie Lauber and her family with her prayer request. And Caitlin Scrimm is having a baby coming up here in a minute. And praying for Z, we got that one. All right, let's see. Got one more new comment, and we'll roll. Deanna's surgery went well. She's at home recovering. We're praying for. And Rose Roberts, we're praying for you this morning. Thank you for being on the show. Take it away, Mike.
Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for allowing us to be here this morning to spread your word and gospel. As we come before you, we'd like to ask for healing, both mentally and physically. We'd like to thank you for all the praise reports and all the good things happening in our life. We're so thankful for that. We'd like to continue to ask for comfort and strength for those, for everyone, because we all need that comfort and extra strength as we go throughout the day, as we continue to be a better servant to you and try to let everybody know we're Christians without going around yelling about it. We thank you for everything you do in our lives. We thank you for our families, our friends, our well-being, and most of all for you, for your salvation, so we could join you in heaven someday. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen.
Amen. Join you in heaven. Amen. Yeah, you know, that? Yeah, that's good. I was actually, when we were doing our devotion, and Brenda, thank you for the information. Her daughter Amber's doing good. That's awesome. Praise God. Love Brenda and Ron. Okay. Chrissy Gillette's on the show. Good morning to you. Sue Davison's on the show. Thank you for being on the show, Sue. And pray, continue prayers for Sue. We love you, Terry. Let's see, where are we going to start? Okay, let me start here, and then we'll just do this. So this is unexpected, but I'm going to do this. So me and my wife are doing a devotion, you know, like we always do. And this one here was on, usually most of them we do is on marriage. But this one here, this guy was talking about the women being the weaker vessel of the relationship. And obviously talking about physicality. And he said he views his wife more as a beautiful vase sitting on a shelf, mm-hmm. kind of thing. And that's how he depicts this. I want to say hello to Kelly Stafford. Thank you for being on the show. So I'm going to read you this, and then we're going to partner that with this article that Mike has about Riley Gaines. And just tell me what you think about what you guys think about this. And I would think, and want to say hello to J.D. Brock, you would think that the women that are liberal would push a little harder to make sure that they, and let's just talk about sports, that the men aren't getting into women's sports.
Yeah.
Because if we continue to allow it, girls won't even have a sport anymore then. Mm. There won't be any need to have a Jeff Ridley's going to be walking with a cane today. Praise the Lord. That is awesome. What a great deal.
Praise report, isn't it?
That's a great praise report. Praise God for that, Lori. Thank you for sharing that with us. All right. So here's the devotion me and Vicky was doing. It says, in these days of political correctness, what do we do with the passage like 1 Peter 3:7, which refers to wives as weaker, quote unquote, than their husbands? Do we dismiss those passages as out of touch and no longer relevant? Obviously, the answer is no. Or do we look more deeply into God's word and ask the question, what is God saying that my wife's needs are saying that my wife's needs from our marriage? Let me read that again. Sorry about that. What is God saying that my wife, that I'm sorry, that my wife's needs from our marriage? I don't know if I understand that. But anyways, so it says, take a moment to read 1 Peter chapter 3. What is your reaction when you read those words about women being weaker? Do you instinctively reject them, or do they pique your interest and have you digging more deeply into the word for true meaning? How does God's word apply to you and your marriage in today's modern society and a time of greater equality? So I'm asking my wife these questions, and I apologize, I botched up the first thing. If you read this 1 Peter chapter 3, it talks about, you know, loving your wife as the weaker vessel. Weaker, he's talking about here, is just in the physical form. It has nothing to do with, anything else other than a man leading his wife. And how these people don't understand that when they allow men to get in women's sports, somebody's going to get hurt. That's all there is to it. I mean, it's a physical fact that men are stronger than women. It's a physical fact. And when we start to continually deny the truth, so we're going to end up paying the piper here on this deal. You know, whether it would be boxing or wrestling or basketball or swimming or whatever like this, and not only is it ungodly, but we've painted ourselves into a corner trying to be everybody's friend and not telling the truth. There is no way I would have my daughter competing against a man when she was playing basketball. I mean, basketball is already a rough enough sport, but man, you have a guy come down with a rebound, swinging his arms around. Man, if he hit a girl in the head or something like that, he could really hurt her bad. I mean, bad. So, anyways, that's kind of where I wanted to start this conversation, and then we're gonna go over and look at this. What Riley Gaines was speaking at Hannibal LaGrange College. And I think if we can just start from the point of truth, we could start to correct some of this bad behavior. It says, how does God's word apply in you and your marriage today's modern society in time of greater equality? My view on this hasn't changed a bit. I don't know why we got it. What's all this changing stuff all the time? Like, this has changed. Me and my wife don't have any. We read and study the Bible the same way I did when I became a Christian 25 years ago. I haven't adjusted my theology just because the woke society wants guys that wear dresses to be in women's locker room and compete against them and stuff. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Yeah,
I'm telling the ladies, there ain't gonna be a sport for your daughter to play. Now, you all know that I got. Children and grandchildren, and then my youngest daughter, Keelan, hasn't even started having kids yet. So whenever she starts to have kids, if this is still popular, there's no way her and her husband or me and her mom or grandma is going to sit by and watch our granddaughter play against boys.
Yeah.
You need to stop that. If nothing else, you know, whatever. I'm not even going to get into the whole the gayness or transgender and all that. Oh, I'm just talking about men being in there dominating over women. Now, you want to talk about chauvinistic. That's chauvinistic. When a guy has to, I guess he doesn't do good at the sport he's in, so he goes and plays with women and wants to be a big shot. I know some of these guys. There was a guy that was setting some powerlifting records. He claimed to be a woman and went and just broke a bunch of records. It was horrible. And anyways, I don't know. I it's hard for me to understand that at all. So let me finish and then we'll get into this article, I promise you. And you guys are going to like this article. How does God's word apply? Okay, if your husband is watching today, ask yourself, how do I see my wife? So this is part of a video. You do a video and then you do this study. How am I cherishing valuing her today and every day? And I told my wife this. If you're a wife, ask what I really honestly expect from my marriage and my husband and marriage. Well, my wife answered that question. She says, my husband is the provider and the protector in our family. I always have been. And as far as my wife, I always look at my wife as the woman I love more than anything. She's my wife and I treat her as a woman. So I don't know. Is that confusing to you?
No.
I mean, I don't know. So anyways, let your mind linger on 1 Peter chapter 3 today and ask God to reveal his truth to you as you allow the verses to sink in your heart. And I'll get back to that and I'll read that. But Mike, can you start on that article there? And just stop wherever you feel like stopping, and we'll talk about it. And so this is her talking to, I guess, one of the, let's see who she's talking to. She's talking to somebody at Hannibal LaGrange.
Eric Turner.
All right. Anyways, go ahead.
A professor. Greek and New Testament
pastor.
Okay. Riley Gaines, a 12-time NCAA All-American swimmer. advocate for the girls and women's sports at Hannibal LaGrange University. In a speech, peppered with humor and greeted with two standing ovations, Gaines is a leader defending women's single-sex spaces, advocating for equality and fairness, and standing up for women's safety, privacy, and equal opportunities. Graduated from the University of Kentucky, has made waves for speaking out, trying University of Pennsylvania, biological male swimmer on the women's team at the 2022 NCAA Division I Women and Diving Championship. You want to comment on that? Now, here this guy.
I don't know. I mean, that's how this all started, wasn't it? I don't know. You guys help me out here. Look, can I see that just for a second?
Yeah,
Hold on. So, Gaines told her audience at Hannibal LaGrange that she and her teammates and her parents were angered and frustrated when Thomas, was this the that guy, I don't know what his name was, Thomas, something Thomas, whatever, was allowed to openly change in the women's locker room as the women changed and used the women's towels in their swimwear and their hands to cover themselves. Thomas, at the exact same time, down to the hundreds of second, at 200 meter freestyle, Gaines said ties are rare. At the time she posted to official, she couldn't answer. She kept questioning his voice and conduct changed, and he said, "I'm sorry. We've been told to give the trophy to Leah Thomas." Gaines held the trophy long enough for the photos, but gave it back. I wonder why no coach, no political power, someone's dad didn't come forward. Let me tell you this, man. Let me tell you this. Why didn't somebody, that's the question. Why didn't somebody's dad come forward? I haven't been in this particular situation, but I've been in a situation at games. My daughter's been playing sports since she was a baby, where some guys out there get overzealous and start screaming at girls on the court and everything. And I'm the guy that's going to stand up. I'm going to stand up for my daughter. I'm going to stand up for women. And this right here is inexcusable. She's asking the question. She kept questioning his voice and conduct change. And said, I'm sorry, we've been told to give the trophy to Leah Thomas. Gaines held the trophy for long enough for photos, but they had to give it back. I wonder why no coach, no political power, someone's dad didn't come forward. Gaines said, then it hit me. We applauded our own demolition. Let's don't get any further than just this comment here. Or the First Peter. I'm going to pull up First Peter 3 here in a minute. That's all. We don't need to talk about anything else. Don't go down to Yellow Brick Road on something else. The guy wants to wear a dress, he wears a dress. Whatever. I'm not going to spend any time on that anymore. But when you have a grown man competing against women, that ain't right. And she's got it right. Why didn't somebody's dad stand up? That's what I'm doing. Why didn't somebody's dad stand up? Why didn't some coach stand up? That's the dad's job, the coach's job, the man's job, the husband's job, to stand up. Now, that ain't your trophy. You didn't win. You're a man. Say it. You're a man. You're not a woman. You shouldn't be competing in here, and you shouldn't be in the locker room. It ain't going to be no man in the locker room with my daughter or my granddaughter. It's not going to happen. I don't give a tinker's rip where you're at. You're a grown man. You ain't going in there. I don't care what you think. Just because you got a dress on don't mean you're a man or a woman. This is what I'm talking about here. 1 Peter chapter 3, talking about the man standing up because the woman's the weaker vessel. There ain't nothing wrong with that. God provided a way for women to be protected and provided for us through the man. Men need to start acting like men. I can't help it that the guy wants to wear a dress. I can't help it if the guy wants to wear a dress. That's on him. Am I going to go crazy over the guy wearing a dress? He wants to wear a dress, he wear a dress. But we're not doing that. What the heck? This is nuts. and these guys goofing around and acting like they're men in skits and everything, or doing it in plays and everything. Don't do that. You're part of the problem when you cow down to this. What do you cow down? Where the heck are the men at? You imagine your daughter peeing there swimming, and a guy's going to go in a women's locker room to change because he says woman? What the heck is wrong?
Yeah, that just...
That dog don't hunt.
Hey, you know, they put you in jail for that when I was growing up. Hey.
I'll tell you one thing right now. What everybody needs... Here's all anybody needs to do. Just don't act like you don't see it. Don't act like you don't see it. Don't act like you don't know it's wrong. Quit playing stupid. We're going to read this here real quick. You got me worked up.
I'm just reading this.
Yeah, I want to read this first piece. Stay with me for just a second. Stay with me, guys. I just want to talk about it. This came to me, so I'm just dealing with it. It's not a... Nobody needs to get worked up over it. Listen to this. Let me read. Wives, in the same... I'm reading 1 Peter 3. In the same way, wives, you accept the authority of the husbands. I'm reading out of NLT. Then even if some refuse to obey the good news, your godly lives will speak to them without any words. They will be won over by observing your pure and reverent lives. Don't be concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, beautiful clothes. You should clothe yourself instead with the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle, quiet spirit, which is precious to God. This is how the holy women of old made themselves beautiful. They put their trust in God and accepted the authority of their husbands. For instance, Sarah obeyed her husband. Abraham called her master, and you are daughters when you do what is right in the fear of what your husbands might do. In the same way, husbands, treat and honor your wives, treat her with understanding. As you live together, she may be weaker than you are, but she is equal partner in God's gift of new life. It says, treat her as so your prayers won't be hindered. This has nothing to do. This has nothing to do with male chauvinism. Here's the deal: if the women in the woke society are against masculinity, they surely don't want men inside the women's sports. Where's that at? And if you're a godly man, the greatest honor of all is to be masculine, because that's how God created you.
Yep.
Will you tell somebody out there to stop it with the games? This is nuts. This is nuts. Mm-hmm. This is nuts. And my wife will tell you, I don't dominate over my wife. I don't sit in my chair and command her to do things like that. I would never do that. But as far as being the man of the house, I'm the man of the house, and I don't apologize for it. There ain't nothing wrong with that. She's the woman of the house. I don't do women's duties.
Mm.
Do you?
No, I don't.
Good Lord. Well, somebody's going to have to help me out on this show today, because this poor girl is a fantastic one of the most renowned swimmers of our time, and swimming against a guy. She confronted the NCAA, but they said in essence that by signing a scholarship agreement, she forfeited her rights. The women got a little help, except let's see. As team captain, Gaines pulled 40 members of her team, and 38 agreed with her. Her coach sided with Riley, and the coach was fired. The coach was fired? and they fired. Maybe he could be the Hannibal LaGrange swim coach, she quipped. So he spoke out wherever she went. Where'd she go to school? Did she go to Pennsylvania or something? Yeah. He said, wherever she went to school, God love her. And the coach spoke out against swimming against a girl, and the coach was fired. Well, I wouldn't send my kids to that institution anymore.
That tells you right where
that tells you right where their heart is. This is, guys, this is, I'm reading an article right here. Come on. Why do we keep putting our head in the sand and acting silly? I'm just talking about one subject this morning. I just read you 1 Peter chapter 3. You think this is irony that me and my wife had this devotion, and I have this article. I cut this article out yesterday for Mike. Guys, this ain't irony. This is stuff that you guys are going to have to start dealing with. And me too. We're just going to have to tell people, here's the deal. That guy may have a dress on, but he's not a girl. This is nuts. Why am I the only one upset about this? This is craziness. So if the guy puts on a dress, he can go and compete against women? This is crazy. Anyways, whatever. You want to start reading back here again, brother? Listen, let's just finish the article.
She confronted the NCAA, but then they said, in essence, that by signing the scholarship agreement, she forfeited her rights. The women got little help, except counseling resources were told they have blood on their hands if they spoke out.
If they Team spoke captain, out, hold on for a second. If they, what do you mean if they spoke? This is a free country. You can speak out. Quit being silly. Quit. If you have something to say, say it. Here's the deal. I'm not being mean. I don't want to be mean. I don't have a desire to be mean. But I'm just letting you know, if this dude's trying to get in the locker room and my granddaughter's in there, I'm just telling you right now, that dog don't hunt. Come on, Riley Gaines was asking after the trophy ceremony, where was the coach? Where was the dads?
Mm-hmm.
They're all sitting on their hands. Sitting on their hands, watching the clown show. What, did Barnum and Bailey's just roll into town? Don't get me started on this. Don't get me started on this. I haven't been down this road, but I've had to defend my daughter before. I can tell you that right now. And I can tell you with every fiber of my being, there is no way, or any woman in this church, I would allow somebody, some guy, to run roughshod over a woman.
Mm.
I'm just going to keep it real with you. So whatever. I mean, I don't know what to tell anybody. But I can tell you what, this guy, I don't stick my head in the sand. This is a tragedy.
Well, see, you see what happens right there. The guy stood up and he got fired, you know. And I think what happening, people don't want to rock the boat with their kid.
Oh, too bad.
You know? But somebody has to, you know, be persecuted.
Can you imagine a male pitcher pitching a ball against a woman, a grown man pitching against a grown woman, and her trying to are playing football or basketball? I can't imagine it, and I don't know why anybody. I can't even get into this because I'll really lose my mind now. Why would a guy desire to want to compete against a woman?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I mean, really? Why? Well, I remember as a young kid playing sports, nothing against girls, but, you know, we didn't play with the girls.
No way, Jose. Man, I'm telling you right now, me and my brother grew up, we were rough. I mean, we were rough. I don't mean like bump into you rough. I mean, we bloodied each other. That wasn't uncommon when I was growing up where I grew up. There was no way my mom or dad would ever let us compete against a girl, ever. I mean, when I grew up, it was way different. Me and my brother were rough. Mm-hmm. I mean, rough and tough.
Well, anytime a guy would play with girls, he'd be easy on them instead of trying to intimidate them. I mean, you know.
I couldn't.
Huh?
I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I mean, yeah. All right, let's see. I tried to get them before the show. All right. They can't make it as men. I think Kelly said it. Am I going to lose my mind here today, or are we going to be okay? Am I going to be able to stay? Public school system is normal. Manny, have you ever seen the man pretending to be a woman fighting an actual woman? It's a UFC fight or something despicable to watch. Well, I can tell you one thing right now. Listen to me, and I'm not going to start jumping on sanctions yet, but they were sanctioned here at this church and licensed through USA Boxing. And I can tell you one thing, there won't be a man that's going to box a girl here. That's not going to happen in this gym.
No, sir.
I don't care who sanctions it and who thinks it's okay. Because I'm going to tell you something. The first time somebody really gets hurt or put in a coma or dies, that a man hit a woman like that, they'll wish they didn't do that. And I've told Mike and Mikey that ain't gonna happen here. That is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard of in my entire life.
I can imagine some of these guys.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. You got to be kidding me right now. So, anyways, let's finish reading the article and see if we can get Pastor Pat to contain himself.
All right. As team captain, Gaines polled 40 members of her team, and 38 agreed with her. Her coach sided and was fired. Because he was a swim coach, she quote. Gaines even took her case to United States Congress. When she did so, one lawmaker tried to pigeonhole her, calling her transphobic. I said, by your own logic, you are. Gaines recalled another lawmaker and asked why she disrespected the LGBTO community. And Gaines replied, why are you disrespecting women? Providing a spiritual response to the culture, Gaines said, the Apostle Paul warned us spiritual battles will intensify. We're not saying that trans people are evil, but the deception and manipulation is. It's not about the trophies, she added. I have a lot of trophies, but it's denying the objective truth and denying the spiritual truth.
God created
us perfect in an image that we don't want to change. Less than 2 years out of college, bonding in a private session with women athletes, she addressed members of the HLGU community during her pre-speech and interview and speech meet and greet. I meant myself, I didn't go to school here, Gaines said. I've always felt the mono supporter on college campus. The place Rock, I proposed. Hannibal LaGrange started a swim team. Our school hadn't been so friendly. At one of them, she was run off the stage, hit and spit on. People presented this nothing. Gaines was released on a $10 ransom. I was mad. I was worth more than that. Gaines has testified before Congress. I'm amazed that me, a 23-year-old recent college swimmer graduate, appeared before Congress to tell them the difference between men and women. I want them to untold the title DX, or number 6, Forbidden Sex Discrimination. After speaking at HLGU, Gaines met with Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey in St. Louis, where she spoke up for a woman full of rights. When I was thrust into this, I didn't feel prepared. God doesn't call a qualified. He qualifies the call, Gaines said. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
That's
Let me interject here since we listen. Okay. Here's the deal. This subject that we're reading about, the devotion that me and my wife had this morning, it's not irony again. This is the devotion we had. I read it to you, I got it on my phone. It was talking about the man being the weaker or the man being the stronger vessel, the woman becoming the weaker vessel. This article is something I clipped out yesterday before we left for this show. All this is about, all this conversation is about is how do you justify a man, that's all, a man competing against women? How do you justify that? Mm. And through just basic logic and through the principles of the Bible, since we're a Bible-believing church, You can't do that. It's wrong, and somebody's going to get hurt. That's what this topic's about. This ain't about do you love gay people, transgender people. That's not what this topic's about today. That ain't what this is about. How somebody dresses and their sexual orientation, that's on them. They'll have to deal with God on that deal. The Bible's very clear on all that stuff, and I've preached on it for years. I preached on this before it even started, years ago. This is about when is the church, God's people, God's dads, God's grandpas, God's parents going to stand up and say, when that boy goes out to compete against your daughter on the baseball field, the basketball, whatever it is, or I don't know what else they've tried to get in. I'm sure they're trying to get in field hockey and everything else. That's where somebody could really get hurt, like in lacrosse or something like that. I don't know if they'll ever get over that. But when you see that start to happen, I'm going to tell you something, guys. Somebody's going to get hurt bad. And what it is it's senseless.
Yes, it is.
It's senseless because we know sports are rough as it is. But when you got a grown man competing against women, you're going to end up – there's going to be a point being made. And the point is going to be that somebody really got hurt over somebody's stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
When you allow that boy on your team, on the girl's team, you've allowed it's not good.
No, not Amen. At all.
Now, hear me on this. So when these kids are young, when they're little, you have that. You have a co-ed type of setting because they're so young. Because there may not be enough teams. I'm okay with all that. That's not what I'm talking about. You may have some girls that play with boys on these basketball teams and stuff like that till they get to an age where they start reaching, where they start growing up in their gender, you know, 11 or whatever, 12. And once it gets to that point, that's when stuff can start to happen. So anyways, hi, Alyssa. I hope you're feeling good. Nice to see you today on the show. So that's kind of what I'm talking about today, guys. So this Riley Gaines, she's a great Christian girl and swam at the highest level and just a topic that needs to be brought up. I thought it ought to be brought up. So here's how she ends this story. She says, "When I was thrust into this, I didn't feel prepared. God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called," Gaines said. "Be a Daniel, be a David, be an Esther. That's what we need to follow his calling. Don't wait until you're personally affected. It's too late." See, there you go.
Yep.
Be proactive, reactive. Parents, grandparents, defend the girls. I just said this.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's about defending the girls. It's about the 1 Peter chapter 3. This is biblical. Quit. Don't act like this, you know. I mean, We need to just go, you know, start with this. We just don't want boys to play in girls' sports. That's all. And we can start to unravel this thing again and get it mm-hmm. back to where it's supposed to be. How did you get here? You got here by people sitting on his hands. And what Riley Gaines says is when the trophy presentation went and this Leah Thomas guy took the trophies, she said, I don't know why the coach didn't come out or any of the dads stand up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, didn't your mom and dad tell you not to cheat?
Mm.
God. I don't know. I just think that, you know, I think if we just kept it simple and just said, you know, to the liberals, why is it so important that this guy competes against girls? What's his problem? He can't compete against guys? Here's the deal. If you can't compete against guys as a guy, go back and train harder. Isn't that what you tell him?
Yes.
I mean, you don't tell him to go put on a skirt and go compete against the women's boxing, do you?
Not at all.
I'm not big on that. Here's the deal. Go train harder. Be here more. And learn how to box or learn, you know, but don't put on a skirt and go, "Well, I want to go box against the girls."
Well, even as young kids, I remember playing dodgeball bombardment.
Oh, Lord.
You know, if the girls would have been in there too.
They get hurt.
They
didn't play King of the Hill either.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine them girls trying to play King of the Hill with the guys that I was playing with when I was in school.
Mm.
That was, I mean, we did, I remember coming off the playground sometimes and my shirt would be ripped up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what the heck's going on here with this woke liberal society here, thinking that it's okay for boys or men to play in girls' sports. So that's kind of the topic of the day. Tell me what you guys think. What's your thoughts just on that subject? Let's don't go down some rabbit hole somewhere.
Right.
We don't need to start talking about all the rest of that stuff. I don't want to get involved in that. That's obvious. But I just want to know why in the world that society has allowed boys to play in women's sports. That's all I want to know.
I don't know either.
You can't think of it. You can't think of a reason. Can you imagine Brianna being out there playing high school soccer out there and be playing against boys?
Not at all.
You could get hurt. It could be career ending. I mean, it's crazy. So, anyways, we'll go through. You guys send up your comments, and we'll pray over this situation. And be praying for Riley Gaines. She's going around. And what a great young lady. She's going around and just talking about this. And here's what her platform is. It's protecting women and children. You know, I don't think you need to go into all the rest of that stuff. Don't let anybody take you down some rabbit hole and, you know, well, you don't like gays or transgender. Don't go down that road with them. Don't go down the road with them. Just go, I just want to know why boys want to compete with girls. And I want to know why
it's allowed.
Why it's allowed. And I want to know why grown men need to be in a girl's locker room. I mean, what's that about?
Right.
I mean, what's that about? You know, why does a grown man want to compete against women? All right, let's see what's going on here. It says, Jeannie says it is wrong. Men and boys are physically stronger. Colleen says, see how much BS they can get away with. Amen. Join the military and you'll find out real quick who the stronger sex is. And they've done some of that. I don't know how they do the military now. I have several friends that are in the military, and obviously, as I think Caitlin and some of her family members, they don't do one-on-one drills, do they? Surely they don't.
I don't know.
But I seen one time where a girl wanted to, you know, play King of the Hill with a guy in the ring, you know, with the Pujo sticks or whatever, and I mean, she got flattened. I mean, she wasn't in there for 3 seconds. Terry Burek says they need to create their own league. Yeah, or if maybe Terry Burek brings up a good sub. Maybe if you're a boy and you want to act like a girl, but you're a man, maybe you need to have that league, whatever that's called. You know, boys. Let's see, what would you call it? It would be Men Acting Like Girls League.
Yeah.
I guess you could make that up, couldn't you? I mean, they're making up everything else. Let's see.
Yeah, quite a few there.
All right, Alyssa Dennis. All right, thank you for being on the show. They want to compete against women because they can't man up to another man. I guess that's it. We see all the cheating going on at all levels. I guess everybody kind of feels the same way, and I that's all this is about, you know. I stopped watching wrestling, professional wrestling, because of this. I just think it's ridiculous. UFC wants to do it. WWE wants to do it. Well, there's no way they're ever going to have, in the UFC, they're going to have guys compete against girls. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. It would be murder. It's in high school. WWE wants to do it. It's in high school. Wrestling girls are trying to figure out football. I can't imagine a boy wrestling a girl in high school.
Ooh.
Is there any place where a girl has beat a boy in a high school wrestling? I couldn't even imagine that. So, I don't know either.
It's just
so that was the topic of the day. Can we just read? Can you just read Exodus 17 before we leave? Verses 1-3. It's only 7 verses. We're talking about racing. I'm okay with. Yeah, they race cars. So we're going to read Exodus chapter 17, verses 1-7. And I titled this Tap the Rock. Exodus chapter. Brenda Stahlsmith says, yes, several high schools. High schools have wrestling. Girls against
Exodus
girls.
What?
Exodus 17.
Oh, right here.
He's there.
1-7?
Yes, sir.
Okay. 17, verse 1. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journey according to the commandment of the Lord and pitched in people to drink. And there was no water for people to drink. Where therefore the people did not side with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said.
All right, let me set him up right there. Hold on.
Okay.
So here we are. So this is the story, and I may be preaching on this weekend. It's talking about water out of the rock. You guys know, first time God told him to tap the rock, right? His second time he told him to speak the rock. Moses tapped it. Mm-hmm. Him and Aaron, they kind of took credit for that almost on the second time around. And I'm really going fast. This is into Numbers, and then they ended up being out in the desert 40 years because of disobedience.
Yeah, absolutely.
And would you say they could have been done in 11 days?
Could have been done in 11 days, and instead it took them 40 years.
All right, so. Just talk. Let me reduce this because we're down to 4 minutes, or not reduce it, but let me give a commentary. So Mike's reading on God providing water out of the rock in Exodus, and it's basically summed up chapter 17 verses 1-7. All right, there you go. Here's the deal: God provides, God blesses obedience, doesn't bless disobedience, and you guys all know that. So He provides, and then they're going through the desert, and it goes into the book of Numbers, and they're mumbling again and grumbling, the Israelites, and He tells Moses to go and speak to the rock. Moses taps the rock, and then did he kind of lead them to believe that it was him and Aaron that was doing it?
Well, he was, yes.
I mean, I think, and
because they want to bring the water to him.
Yeah. He went. So, anyways, so it ends up. Here's the moral of the story. This is reducing a long story to this. God blesses obedience, doesn't bless disobedience. God provides the water. Without life sustaining water, obviously you'll die. Without the water from God delivers from heaven, which is His Holy Spirit, you become spiritually dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
So I say that to say this: God will always provide. It's our job to be obedient. And because of disobedience, Moses laden his people an extra, what did we figure up, 39 years, 3 weeks, and or 39 years in 2 weeks, let's say that. So they were in the desert 39 years and 2 weeks longer than they should have been, because Mike said it only should have took 11 days to get
11
there.
11 days was the journey, if they would have just...
And you thought that MapQuest was doing you wrong sometimes. So just remember, be obedient, and God will take care of your physical and spiritual thirst that you have. I'm going to read a couple of comments, and then we'll just be dismissed in... prayer. Did I make sense out of any of this thing in the show?
I believe that a lot of good stuff was spoken.
Good. All right, let's see what anybody says here. Bear with me, guys. Let's do this real quick. So Tim said, let's see. Rose Roberts says, on the bathroom thoughts, it took one student out of 350 to be a boy. She was a girl for 10 years old and blah, blah, blah. The parents found out. The young girl needed privacy in the bathroom. All right. Charlene Stoddard says, I attended Earth Day celebration this past weekend, and as I was entering the craft area, a man wearing a miniskirt with fishnet hose and ankle boots holding his son's hand walked in, I guess, is she saying walked in the... walked in... ahead of me, saying to the child, stay here beside me. And I thought, poor kid, he's going to be messed up. Yeah, wow. It's all due to self-esteem issues, no faith in God. Yes. Nate Veeman said something. I can't remember what it was. But well, hopefully, Jeff Smith said he thinks I made a little sense.
Well,
so at least
did.
We got one person that thinks I made sense. And you, that's two.
Yes, sir, yeah.
But anyways, so that's a good subject, man. I was going to hang that on the bulletin board. So I don't know. It's just, what a great girl out there going on a campaign, going to different colleges, speaking about just men playing in women's sports. I think that's kind of what her platform is. So obviously, being a Christian, we love everybody, guys. And our goal is to make the world a better place to live. And I think we can do that, me and you together, by putting God's word first. So all that being said, we're going to pray that you have a great week. And Mike, close us in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing us to be here this morning as we had our Overcomer Hour. We'd like to thank you for all you do in our lives, for the praise report, for the goodness, for the love, for the leadership, and just being more like you to make everything better for all of us. Mm-hmm. We ask you continue to bless and heal and comfort those in need. As we start our week, we just want you to know that we love you, and praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hey, Pastor Pat with my ghost and friend, the living legend, Mike Woods Sr. I want to remind you of two things. Jesus loves you and I love you.
Have a great day in the Lord.
Have a great day in the Lord. We'll see you this weekend. Bye-bye.